Let's do it.
We are back.
Yep. Silent in here, like no uprise music. You see, the people haven't demanded.
They have demanded it.
Maybe like two people.
All it takes is two people. You got to give them what they want.
No, you got to give the people what they want. You don't have to give one or two people what they want. Even though I really appreciate those two people and I love them.
Okay.
The people have to demand the uprise.
I think we're going to play it anyways. Play it. You've been overruled. We are playing the uprise. We need it. Listen, OC, sometimes you got to be selfish.
I got you.
I'm selfish.
I see that.
I need this.
You need it to get going?
I need this. It's just like when you used to ask Stray, give us a stomp you out speech before the game because you needed to get geeked up. Come on. I need this. It's not a podcast until the uprise is playing. That's in my contract. That
oh,
I don't
yeah,
have.
We got them.
Okay, we here.
Grace Rhodes.
Grace Rhodes needs the respect. She works hard.
She does work hard.
You know
She's
what I'm saying?
A dope artist.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We got to give the love to our people.
Okay. Well, let's hear the chorus.
Okay.
As soon as we hear the chorus, then we'll get to the part.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's get it started, my brother. How you doing this week?
I'm okay, man. I've had a very, very good week. You know, me and my boy are about to go get some boxing in later. I'm so excited about this boxing class we're about to do.
I feel like...
We're not going to tell them where because
no.
they didn't pay us.
No.
So, if they don't pay us, we don't shout them out. But
we don't talk about unless there's a check involved.
No, exactly.
That being said, we do have a good time working out. Yeah. I guess it really brings us back to... to our playing days, you know?
Yeah.
You have fun in the locker room. Mm-hmm. You have fun out with your fellas, but then you really enjoy the grind together.
Yeah.
And you are a workout beast.
I do like to work out.
I enjoy it. And you make me step up my game.
Yeah.
Your conditioning is amazing, OC.
It is, but I'm going to tell you the reason why.
I'm listening.
Okay? Now, a lot of people think that I work out because I enjoy working out. Mm-hmm. I don't like to work out.
Tell them the real reason.
I hate it. Fact of the matter is this. I love to eat, and I love to eat bad food, like pizza, donuts, like all the worst things I like to eat. Now, you have to make a sacrifice. You understand what I mean? It's either you enjoy those bad foods and you work out, or you don't eat them, and, you know, you just live a regular life. You can't have it both ways. I think most people like to enjoy both worlds. You can't do that.
I'm having a flashback.
Yeah.
We go to dinner one time. Mm-hmm. We're ordering food. Everything's cool. We're ordering all this. And you said, hey, fellas, let's order fries. You ordered a bowl of fries. And then we were like,
tell them how big the bowl of fries
a straight bowl. Like a,
they're thinking a small bowl.
No, like a salad bowl.
A big family-style salad bowl of fries.
And we thought... Okay, nah, OC, we'll just eat your fries. You go, nah, fellas.
No.
These are my fries. Then you ordered another bowl for us, and you ate a bowl of fries. I watched you eat a bowl of fries.
Like, what do you mean? These aren't our fries. These are my fries. And the look on your face, you were like...
I thought you were playing.
No, I was dead serious.
You ate a bowl of fries. Huge bowl.
That's what I do.
I mean, I understand your dedication to
That's
the game now.
That's what I do.
I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anything pop out this week? Because I have a couple of thoughts real quick.
Okay. What you got for me?
I want to give you some credit before I go into a little conversation about stuff.
All right.
You always talk about coaching.
Yes.
And you never let coaches off the hook.
Never.
You don't. And sometimes I do because as a player, you see things that guys could step it up. But... So I said, all right, OC's right. I made some calls.
Okay.
We know a lot of coaches, OC, you and I.
Yes, we do.
A lot of coaches. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are friends. So I made a call to a couple of them, and I just started throwing questions out. And my response, and all these guys, most of them we know were players, mm-hmm. good players, smart players, was in the NFL, even in college, there is a gap in those who can truly – teach you how to be a better player.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot more significant than I thought.
Oh, yeah. Massive.
Massive. And it is truly the luck of the draw if you are around someone who can teach you how to be better and provide you answers to problems that come up in the game
Yeah.
from a schematic point of view or techniques you have to get better?
See, here's the thing that I don't think people understand. I don't even think owners of teams understand. See, they think when they hire a coach, right?
Yes.
The coach is going to make the player a better player.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what they think.
Yes. Yes, they do.
This is nonsense. You see, once a coach gets there, right? He has so many responsibilities. A position coach, a defensive line coach, he's not just teaching you how to pass rush or how to play. No, he has so many responsibilities, so many different people, so many things that he's responsible for that he can't devote the time necessary to make you into a premier NFL player. You see, to become a pass rusher, like a flat-out pass rusher.
A beast.
It requires thousands upon thousands of repetition of the same move over and over and over again.
Without a doubt.
And a defensive line coach isn't going to sit there with you.
He don't got that kind
of
time.
He doesn't have that time to do it.
No.
So he can't develop you. So it's either, once you get there, either you take it upon yourself to learn these things and go out there and do it over and over again, or you take a specialist. Mm-hmm. A specialist teaches you how to do these things. But then you hear, oh, we drafted this guy. Oh, he's not performing. He's not doing this. He just doesn't know how to, and he hasn't been taught how to perform. So I kept hearing this about the Giants pass rush and blah, blah, blah. They're like, the Giants, they have very good athletes over there.
Right.
The defensive line coach there isn't going to teach them how to rush.
Exactly.
He's just not going to do it. They have to learn that stuff on their own, or somebody has to individually take them and teach them. You know this. Think about all the DB coaches you had in the NFL. Right?
Yep.
How many of them would you say, this guy right here took me individually and made me a much better player? Just individually, one-on-one.
One.
Just one guy.
One guy.
That's it. Other than that, you on your own, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, true. The only person that really helped me, mm-hmm. who is a DB coach now, is Aaron Glenn, who is with the New Orleans Saints. And he was a player.
Player.
And this is why I have so much respect for Mike Zimmer. He taught us. He was a D coordinator in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I learned football.
You learned football?
I learned football. And I sat next to Darren Woodson in the meeting.
Yeah.
And I learned.
That's important.
Oh, gosh. That's massive. Learned football. Yeah. But I had a great example. And I had a great teacher as far as the D coordinator, and all the assistants on that staff were really good. Mm-hmm. But you're right, because I looked at the rest of my career, not throwing anybody under the bus. I had good coordinators, but as far as somebody teaching the game, it never
teaching
me the game, that position was never replicated. I went everywhere else, and I was like, man, I learned so that stuff I learned from Zim was so much better.
Yeah.
So I go through this because you had sparked my interest. And I start thinking about that, and I start looking at all these scenarios play out in the league now, early in the season, and why teams have success, why they don't. And I'm looking at staffs, and I'm like, ooh, OC's on to something. Mm-hmm. OC's on to something. Great O-line coach?
Yep.
Great O-line.
Yep.
You know, okay, he's on to something. Now, this is where we are. This is the state of the union in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterbacks.
Okay.
Okay. Out. Temporarily and permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze.
Big time.
Ben Roethlisberger. Cam Newton, question mark, right?
Mm.
Nick Foles, see you next year.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold.
Who knows? You who know. Knows who he kissed?
Yeah. Luck. Mm. Andrew Luck.
Finished.
Our guy Eli.
Yeah, sat down.
So that's out.
That's a lot, man.
That, dude.
High turnover.
Listen, everyone. This doesn't happen. Like, this is rare.
High turnover.
All right, let's talk about this new breed of talent.
Yeah.
New swag, new players.
I think every once in a while, a couple of quarterbacks come into the league that truly change the face of the game. What we've seen here is hard to comprehend.
Difficult.
Patrick Mahomes, I don't think I've I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot of quarterbacks. I've seen a lot of players. But nobody quite like this. And then you got the Kyler Murray, who I think you were telling me you really enjoy watching him play. Fantastic player. Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
Oh, gosh.
Shout out to James James, a guy who works at the NFL. Oh, Mike, loves
he has loves been Lamar. On him. He has been on him.
For a while, he's on been him. On him. So on he is, him. He's not a bandwagon guy.
No, he isn't. No.
Lamar is doing – basically, he looks like a better version – and this is going to be blasphemy.
Tell me.
He looks like a better version of Michael Vick.
Ooh.
He looks like a better version of Michael Vick.
You think so? You're going to throw that out there.
Those first two games.
Oh, yeah.
He's very accurate with his passes.
So.
He's running the ball. He's got that same speed. He's got a coach who seems to understand.
Now you see where this story's going.
He's got a defense.
You see what this – you see – your thesis that you implanted in my brain,
boom.
I started to just follow it. Let's look at Lamar. Let's just start with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what he's doing well these past couple games is, now, listeners, when you throw the ball between the hashes and the numbers, right, it's a lot of traffic, correct?
Yep.
That's what Tom Brady does, right? To do that, you have to actually be able to really, truly read defense as well. It's dangerous in there.
Yep.
It's chaotic. You know, when you're throwing out on the edges outside.
Safe throws.
You have to,
safe.
Yeah, safe throws. And you have to have the arm strength to do it, but it's a lot easier.
Mm.
He's throwing it between the numbers.
Accurately.
Accurately. Play design. Amazing. Offensive line playing great. Now, I say that because it goes back to coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh, in the offseason, and that team as a whole says, we are going to build around this dude. We are going to make everything tailored to his strengths.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the tight ends that are affected. He's got Hollywood Brown, who is a playmaker. Coaching. I think Greg Roman. Who?
Colin Kaepernick.
At his best. Coaching. Commitment. Right?
It's incredible.
What you said about Patrick, your homie's Mahomes, right?
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid.
Who's better than Andy Reid?
You know what I find interesting about that? You know what I find really, really interesting about what you just said right now? Is that when you see a guy like Lamar Jackson right now, right? And when you see a guy like Patrick Mahomes, my homie,
your
right?
homie, you claimed him before anybody wanted a piece of it.
Right? Say Mahomes goes to a different team. Andy Reid isn't there.
This is the conversation I wanted to have.
What happens then?
We don't know.
We don't know. But I can tell you this. 90% chance they are not the players who they are right now. I can tell you that right now, bro. And that is, to me, blows my mind. Because a lot of times they put it on the player. But in reality,
talk to me.
In reality,
talk to me.
Just as much falls on the coach.
Man.
And that's crazy.
And you said something that I think everybody needs to listen to. You are not saying some of these people aren't capable. You're saying you only got so much time. It's like life, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you only got so much time in the day to execute what you need to do.
Yeah.
And you need to choose wisely.
Yeah.
What book do we read? Was it Essentialism?
We've read several books.
Essentialism, Minimalism.
Hold on. That guy, Greg McCown, he didn't pay us. So, we don't mention.
Hey.
It was
a
good book.
Simon, knock that out. Knock that out. I'm tripping.
I wanted to ask you something.
Yes.
That I saw.
Yeah.
Today, this morning.
Okay.
I've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning.
You are aggressive.
Yeah. And it sucks when that happens to me because I get up sometimes. You know, I got to take my son to school, but I'll get to that later.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I look through my phone, and I see something pops up on the news.
Okay.
Justin Trudeau. Did you see that?
No. What happened? It happened today?
Today.
I missed it, man. I've been football focused.
Justin Trudeau. I think that's how you say his name, Trudeau.
Yeah, you're right. You don't mess up with names.
Yeah.
What happened?
The Prime Minister of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
20 years ago.
Oh, geez.
20 years ago.
I'm not ready for this.
Took a picture. In blackface.
I just saw it. I just saw the pictures. How was this not found before?
Good.
He blackfaced us.
Justin Trudeau in blackface. Now, let's everybody calm down. Let's just calm down. Let's calm down for a second. Let's calm down. Because I know you're hot, but
How do they just find it?
It happens.
And his group of followers that are in the pictures.
Yeah.
This is just questionable all the way through.
He's supposed
to. If you haven't seen it, go look at it.
Go look at it. He said he was Aladdin. He was pretending
to be
Aladdin.
Yeah, he's Aladdin. Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure.
And there's a huge backlash behind him. Because you know the culture we're in now, it's called cancel culture, right? Cancel.
Well, yeah, explain it to me, though.
Cancel culture.
I've heard, but it's just...
Cancel?
Uh-huh.
Like when somebody does something, everybody's like, oh, cancel, cancel, and then they get them out of there. Like,
just...
Cancel culture.
Clean sweep, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they,
oh, gosh. Yeah.
So there's a
it's huge, not good. I don't like
huge
that.
Backlash against him, right? I have mixed feelings about this because I understand that this thing hurts people's feelings, right? I understand it's very hurtful to people to see that because of the racist past of these type of things. But on the other end, I also know that guy, and he's a champion of equality. He has been.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you cancel people based on things like that? Or do we now have to judge the intention of the person before the backlash? Or do we just willy-nilly, fully, you did something like this, get rid of you, blah, blah, blah. Because let me ask you a question, right? Say, for instance, Simon here, right? So me and you, we know Simon. Mm-hmm. Simon's not a racist.
No.
Like, doesn't have a racist bonus, but at least.
No.
Not that we know of.
Well, he's acting. Yeah. He's waving his hand, like, acting maybe. Like he does, maybe. Okay, but cool. We know that's a joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, say, for instance, Simon, say he loves hip-hop music.
Yeah.
Say he loves rap music.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, I know where you're going.
He loves rap music.
Yep.
He's in the car, he's chilling, he's bumping to Lil Wayne.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, rappers are always using the N-word, blah, blah, blah. But Simon's rapping along with the song, and he just so happens to say that word.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
He said the word,
but
we know his intention wasn't hostile, as opposed to a guy who is like a redneck racist, and he's like, you. To me, Simon has no business saying that.
See, there you go.
He has no business saying it, right?
Right. Simon is so uncomfortable right
now. Yeah, he has no business saying
it,
right? But I don't feel like Simon should lose his job because he was rapping along to a song as opposed to the racist redneck who went on a flat-out rant about black people. I feel like in some cases, you have to take into consideration the intent before somebody loses their entire life based on a mistake. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Well, the Simon thing, I'm going to put this aside because I have a thought about that because I don't trust Simon. But I love Simon. But what you're saying is I'm following, right? Okay, this is what I think. I think people always want somebody else to fail.
Yes.
So that's a problem. So people are always looking for people to slip up, to fail. The haterism type of way people look at life and do things. There are other people who try to look at the situation as a whole, like us, and say, this is what I think, let me challenge it, and let me just get the evidence, you know? That takes time and consideration. Mm-hmm. People don't
and
want
thoughts.
And thought. And people don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't believe any of us as humans want to be judged on our worst day.
Yes.
Or our bad decision. Always have sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
And look at people. And if they're if there isn't a pattern, maybe that's not who they are.
Right.
If there's a pattern, believe the pattern. Don't be a dummy.
Yeah.
But if it's not a pattern, I know I've done and said some things, man, I hope nobody ever finds out about it. And don't go looking for them, y'all. But my people who know me, if I do something that's out of character, they'll vouch for me and say, man, that's not J-Bell.
Right.
You know, that's what was the circumstance that made him do this. Now, this picture is different.
Yeah.
And times are different and whatever. And he might have been in a situation where he thought that was cool. This ain't how we play anymore.
Right.
Yet, I understand where you're coming from.
Should he lose his job because of that?
I don't think so.
Me either.
I don't think so. But that's my opinion. Yeah. And you know what? If you are of the opinion that he should, you deserve that. But at least challenge your ideas.
Challenge your thoughts.
Challenge them. And you know what? When you come out of that process, your mind still might be made up, but at least you're open to other things and you see other sides and you go, yes, I don't like this. I don't agree with that. But I don't want him ruined from the position he's in, because if that was me and I had done or look at something you have done in the past, just compare and contrast.
Yeah.
I just think that I don't want give anybody excuses for anything. Only person I can control and I'm responsible for is me, as far as my actions.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not perfect. So I cannot make the mistake of trying to believe someone else's.
Yeah. Kind of like the Washington Redskins. Kind of like the Redskins. Hear me out.
Oh, man. Let's talk about them.
There's Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Redskins.
Mm-hmm. Well, I say Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
He's still fighting that battle.
Yeah.
About the name.
Yeah.
Redskins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? Until the Native Americans called that to my attention, I had no clue.
I was in the dark, bro.
No clue.
And I hate that I was.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought a Redskin was like a valiant, like a very brave. I thought that this was a great thing to be called simply because a team chose to name themselves after that.
Yeah.
So when they started saying, oh, I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had no clue.
Yeah, I was ignorant of that also.
So now the question becomes, because we give words their meaning. We give words their power.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The question becomes now, if a multi-billion-dollar franchise has chose to call its team after this, does that still mean the same thing?
It does, because the people that it impacts feels like that.
Some of them don't. A lot of them don't.
That I do not know.
Yes. A lot of them don't. So now it's like, I'm like, man, the narrative and the meaning behind that word has changed in the eyes of so many people. Because now it's associated with might and power and bravery, and it's not looked at as a slur anymore. But in fact, it is.
And it is still looked at as a slur to those the statement is pointed at. If you are American Indian, it is a slur.
But the intention, I go back now to...
Do you think the intent... At that time when that franchise was created, okay, I couldn't even tell you what the intention was.
Okay, but let me ask you something. Oh, we getting kicked off the air for sure. We getting kicked off the air for sure today. Say, for instance.
Oh, no. Can I have my lawyer present?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just me. I don't think you should get involved in this.
When your friend tells you you should not get involved, you know what you do? You go back in the car.
Yeah, don't.
You go back in the car.
Don't get involved. Say, for instance, right now, a team decided to call themselves the New York. I don't know. If an NFL team decided to call itself, I'd be like, you know what? Let me quit.
I can't even do this. How did we get here?
Oh, my God.
How did we get here?
Oh, my God. I'd be like,
I don't know how. I'm still in the car.
What's next, man?
I am still in the car.
What's next, J-Bell? Let's get away from there. What's next?
What we were talking about. How did we get into this?
I don't know.
We were talking about the. We were talking about the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Dak Prescott. Solid. He's wearing that jersey with pride. Like, oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sweating so hard.
Dak Prescott, bro.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I need to stop sweating.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott. Yeah. What's been the biggest change with him?
Coaching. Same thing. Coaching.
Coaching. And not only coaching, just – from a schematic standpoint, but obviously.
This is what this guy does well. We're going to play to his strengths, and they are rolling. I saw the Patriots are like 22-point favorites over, I forget who they're playing. Is it the Jets? And Cowboys are like 21-point. Like, historically, this has never happened before.
Yo.
These two teams are so good, and the other two teams are apparently so bad that they have like historic lines as opposed to, it's supposed to be like three touchdowns. That never, when do you see that in the NFL? I've never seen that in the NFL. A team favored by 22 points?
I mean, this is we're seeing it happen in front of our eyes. We're seeing these.
Are they playing a college team? Like, man, what is that?
And you know what? The NFL is structured where it's, you always talk about the parity. It should be there. It should be tighter. So when one team completely outweighs the other like that, you got to dig in and say, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. You usually have no talent, or you have a terrible staff, or both.
Yeah. You got both, you are.
You are. Oh, man. It's you better not buy a house.
Big trouble.
They cleaning everything.
Big trouble.
One other guy I want to talk about in that new breed, Baker Mayfield, Money Mayfield, was lighting us up last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really happening.
Yes.
He's not playing well.
It's not happening for him.
And I think it is, to your point, once again, this whole thing derived off of the statement you gave me about coaching, is Freddie Kitchens, who was great last year. The offense was more run-heavy last year. You know, he was play-action and off that, making big plays down the field, Baker Mayfield was. This year, it's kind of like he's trying to keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
And he's trying to manage a team as a head coach.
Yeah.
Something's got to give.
I like Kitchens.
But to your point.
Yeah.
You only got so much time. This dude is managing a team. He's not just running an offense and scheming up plays.
I think he's going to get better. I think season progresses, he's going to get a lot better. He's a fantastically talented quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Has all the skills, all the tools. He can make every throw on the football field. This guy is going to be good. I think when I look at them, when I watch them, the fact of the matter is this. He's just not playing that well. Like, he's missing throws.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You understand what I mean? He's missing throws. So I don't know if you can blame scheme for what we've seen going on with Baker right now. I think he just needs to calm down a little bit. The offseason was it was a little much for him. You know what I mean? It was too much hype going in, man. And you just got to get rid of that, and you just got to go back to playing football, man. Just rely on your natural ability, the skills that you have as a player, because he is a fantastic player.
He's going to be
just
all right.
Forget all that nonsense he was doing before. Forget all that talk.
Right.
All that
Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Yep.
Get out there on the football field. You see the weapons he has at his disposal? Come on, man. He's going to ball.
Yeah, he is. And we're going to see how this play out. Kyler Murray's fascinating. you know, we'll see that. We still need to – the jury's out, but yeah. he's fun. But you were saying something you were going to tell me earlier, and yeah. I don't want to mess you up. You
I
said
don't
you were going
to have time for it though. Like how long?
We got time.
Oh, we got time. Okay.
You know, Simon can edit out that other stuff if we need to.
My head's already hurting right now.
If
let's get into it. So, I wake up early in the morning. I have to take my son to school.
Right. Good father.
Yeah. Yeah. Little TJ. So.
I just he isn't that little anymore.
Yeah. Big tall guy. Yeah. So I got to take TJ to school. So. I wake up, wake TJ up, we get in the car, we get in the Uber to go to school. School's like not far from my house, maybe like 8 minutes okay. in the Uber. So I don't want him to get on the bus. And there's something to me, honestly, there's something for about just waking up, getting in the car, and taking him to school that I actually love to do.
I take my daughter every day.
Yeah, yeah, I enjoy doing
it's,
it.
It's, yes.
So we get in the car, I put on my flip-flops, you understand, and you know, just regular clothes, flip-flops. Yep. We get in the car.
I know how you roll in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and mind you, in my head, you know, I'd forgot. So as I'm walking out the house, my wife wakes up. She's like, OC, we don't have any water. You got to buy water. Right? She says, you got to buy water coming back. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So in the Uber, you know, you can put add stop.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So I put in, we're going to my school, to my son's school, okay. and then add stop, which is the store yeah. that I'm going to afterwards.
Okay.
Cool. We get in the car. You know, my son now takes his bag. He has, like, his swimming stuff in there because today is a swim day for them.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But, you know, as we're going, he has on, like, some fresh J's. Nice
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, he always got a good fresh. Shoe collection, yeah, yeah. man.
So as we're pulling up to his school, you know, he grabs this thing. He's like, oh, Dad, I forgot, man. We have swimming today, and they don't let you go in with these shoes on. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, they don't allow you to. I was like, oh, man, what am I supposed to do now? I was like, okay, cool. Here's what I'm going to do. These slides that I have on, take them. Right?
So you took your slippers off.
Took my slippers off. Gave it to my son.
Oh, God.
Because in my head.
I'm only laughing because.
Yeah. Because in my head, I'm thinking, okay, cool. All I got to do is just walk from. As soon as he drops me, all I got to do is just walk from the car
yeah.
to my door, which yeah. is literally three steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Take my shoes off, give it to my son.
Yeah, I think any good father would.
Well, my son goes into school. So I'm riding, you know, and then my mind just wanders off, and I'm thinking about the million things that I think of every day. We get to where we're going, and it's not my house, right? But it still hadn't clicked in my head what was going on. So I now step out the car, close the door, and as soon I realize then, I'm like, I'm barefoot. Now, Jason, J. Bill, I'm outside the store, barefoot. Now, here's the dilemma.
Oh
here's the
God.
Dilemma I was in.
I can't
at
stop
that point.
Sweating.
Here's the dilemma I'm in at this point, J. Bill. As I'm standing outside barefoot, I think to myself, now I have a decision to make. Right? Do I walk in this store barefoot, get the water, and go home? Or do I just walk all the way home barefoot?
Regardless, I'm barefoot.
It's a bad decision. What does the two-time Super Bowl champ, multiple winning MVP, what does he decide to do, J-Bo?
You went to the store.
Right into the store. I walk right in the store. Barefoot. Now, I got to walk to the back of the store to go bring the water. I buy the water, and in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, man, this is the most embarrassing thing ever. And I'm just walking through the store barefoot. So I go through, I check out, and I'm still barefoot now. This is a big store. You know the store I'm talking about.
I know the store.
Big store.
And then the water is in the back.
It's in the back. So I've checked out. I'm like, man, I hope this lady doesn't look down. And I'm so paranoid because I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, if somebody sees me, imagine what they're going to think, right? Now, I'm holding expensive water because I like the expensive stuff, right? I got the sparkling water in this hand. I got the six-pack. And now I got to walk down the escalator, you know, go down the escalator, walk outside, and I'm still holding my waters, and I'm barefoot. And now, J-Bell, I'm on the street. Now I'm on the street, J-Bell. I'm on the street now walking.
With two things of water.
With two things of water. Barefoot, bro. And it's not like, it's a, at least a quarter kilometer away.
Oh, my gosh. I know exactly.
Barefoot. Oh. Just trudging along, looking around like, oh, my God. I hope to God nobody takes a picture of this. They're going to be like, oh, this guy has fallen all the way off. I saw OC. Hey, J-Bell. J-Bell.
I know where OC is.
I know where he is. They'd be like, hey, OC, where's J-Bell at now? You walking barefoot.
Things ain't going too well.
Incredible. I told my wife, she just shook her head, man. She was like, man, this guy here, bro. You're an embarrassment to our family name, man.
But she sent you out like a good man. Bring back water.
Bring back water.
And regardless of the circumstances, the challenges, the no excuses.
What did I do?
You brought back water.
Brought back that water. Brought back that water, bro. Barefoot-os.
Brings back the water.
You ever seen something like that before, Simon? You ever seen a big black guy walking on the streets?
Barefoot
holding water.
With good credit. I bet that card worked when you went and get that water.
Clean. Clean through. Clean through. Boom.
You wasn't worried about that card not working.
The least last thing on my mind.
Oh my God.
I was worried about my feet though. I was pretty concerned about my feet.
I feel like I did an hour worth of abs right now.
Terrible.
I'm sweating.
Terrible.
This is ridiculous.
Barefoot.
That was one of the greatest single-handed stories I've ever heard.
Yeah. Why did things like that seem to happen to me all the time? I don't think I'm a bad guy. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just kind of, I don't know.
You were being a great father. You know what?
Yeah.
The moral of the story is, it's all about family.
Great father.
You sacrificed for your child.
Yep.
And your household.
And my household.
Your wife needed water.
Thank you, man. You brought that back. You made me feel good now. Now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, your son, he had swimming.
Yep.
He had those expensive Jordans on, but he had swimming.
Gotta swim. I mean, can't go in the water.
Dad, I can't wear this. And you didn't say, oh, son, I'll bring it back. You said,
I didn't even think about
shoes
it.
Shoes off my feet. Didn't even think about it.
Didn't even think
then
about it.
Then water got out. I could walk home. I got thirsty people at my house. Didn't even think about it. That's why you were a great player. That's why you were a great man. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We're going to have to get to some questions, but I don't know how we're going to focus up.
All right, let's do it, man.
Simon, we got time?
Just cookie.
We got time, Simon. The people need it.
You got to give them what they
Simon
want.
Simon doesn't like us because of our,
Yeah.
All right.
You called the man racist today, J-Bell.
We did. You called him racist. He got to go home. His family going to be like, really? 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 What are you saying over there? Susie Swayze, at Susie Swayze. I'm not an NFL expert, but I love you guys. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a team to support. I'm open to suggestions. That's easy. It's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough year. Yeah. But you're going to be a soldier, and you're going to sacrifice the same way OC did with his feet for his family. Mm. Go for the New York Giants.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Enough said.
That's it.
NYGs.
NYGs. I like that.
Anytime you go up to there, you just take a look up in the stadium, you know what I mean? Then you know why you support the Giants,
man. Yep,
that's true.
You see that man, his name is Osei.
He's in the
Ring of Honor. James. Looking at the way the Bills have started, can they challenge New England, or are the Patriots
stop right there.
And I'll stop.
Yeah, just stop right there. We'll disregard that question.
You don't like that?
Huh?
They're not going to challenge them? Yeah, they're not.
Just disregard that question.
I was going to give them a good answer, but I think.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
How they say that? Forget about it? Forget about it. No chance.
Yep. Stephen asked me. Thank you.
Stephen
yes,
A.
Stephen asked me.
Stephen asked me. Stephen A. He's trying to be like Stephen asked me. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen asked me. No.
No. Stephen asked J-Bell. I just said me instead.
Oh, yeah. I got you. My bad. I apologize.
That's pretty funny, though.
But you're Jay Bell.
I know.
You have to talk about yourself in third person. You can't say Stephen asked me.
Okay.
Stephen asked Jay
Let's
Bell.
Let's do that again. Stephen asked Jay Bell.
Jay Bell.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? I need you sometimes. All the time. Why do DBs and safeties tackle with their shoulders and not use wrap tackles? Because they're trying to go for a big hit, and they should do wrap tackles. You just don't get the big hit, so they should be wrap tackling. And that's good, you know. They need to clean that up.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I was a wrap tackler, and my teammates would make fun of me. They'd be like, oh, you don't hit nobody.
But dudes went to the ground.
They got down.
I was a wrap tackler, and I did not miss a lot of tackles. But the big hits are what everybody talks about, mm-hmm. so that's why they're going for the big highlight hits with their shoulders.
Yeah, that's why they get knocked out, too, man, doing all that nonsense. Just get the guy down, man.
Steven, you're on to something. So a few people are still asking about the legendary podcast with our boy Michael Strahan.
Good old Michael Strahan.
Yeah. One of our regular correspondents, Pablo El Loco. Mm. I don't even know how to say this. Well, how would you say that?
Beelzebub.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. You're good at this. Well,
my last name is Umenyor. I better know how to say that.
Pablo El Loco asks, did you go out on the lash?
What does that mean?
Did you go out on the lash?
Did you go out on the lash? That sounds like...
I don't know what that
sounds like English talk.
Simon?
Simon? Oh, having a couple of drinks.
Oh, did we go out and have a couple of drinks?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
I did.
You did, yeah. You got it in.
Yeah, we did.
I don't like alcohol, man.
Yeah, OC did come to dinner.
Yeah,
he did. He was with us. OC is a fine dining connoisseur, and I drink all of the wine that he usually pays for.
Yeah.
So, Pablo, that's how we roll. Yeah. That's how we roll. El Loco.
El Loco. I tried with the alcohol because it seems like such a cool thing to do. And I feel like, you know, when I see people, it just looks so cool. So I tried it, but I just don't like the way it tastes.
Listen,
man.
You got to stick to what you know. Yeah. I mean, not a lot of people can knock down a whole salad bowl, huge salad bowl of fries.
That's
you
got to
be talented at what you're talented at.
That's a fact.
I think that's enough for us, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need to go dry myself off after that. And I need that uprise. Till next Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Send in all your questions. Give the likes and reviews. All that stuff, man. We appreciate it. It keeps us going because OC is going to try to get us kicked off the air
for sure.
Till next week. You always say-